Welcome to an inspirational Sunday message from Found Church. We hope you will be challenged and encouraged while listening to this message. For more information, or if you'd like to contact us, please visit our church website, foundchurch.co.uk, or you can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Let me ask you a few questions as we start. Have you ever found yourself saying yes when every single part of you knew the right answer was no? Have you ever walked away from a conversation replaying every single word in your mind and you're actually wondering if the people you were speaking to actually liked you, if they approved of you, if they accepted you? Has that ever been you? You're not so quick to admit that, but I think everybody in the room would probably admit to that at some point in their life. Have you ever found yourself changing who you are as a person just to keep other people happy? Most of us know what these things feel like. People pleasing is one of the heaviest burdens that we can carry. And let me tell you, people pleasing looks harmless on the outside. It often sounds really kind, and it can even appear spiritual. But underneath that people pleasing, there is often fear. Fear of rejection, fear of conflict, fear of disappointing people, fear of not being enough. Let me tell you, people pleasing quietly drains our souls. Some people are exhausted, not because they're serving too much, but because they're carrying expectations that God never ever asked them to carry in the first place. In this series, we've called it Excess Baggage because many Christians are carrying things that Jesus never once asked us to carry. And today we're delving deeper into one of the most common burdens that many people, many Christians carry each and every single day. And that is the weight of people pleasing. The weight of people pleasing. We read in Galatians chapter 1 at verse 10, Paul writes there, he says, am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? Or am I trying to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ. Paul is speaking here with real incredible clarity. You cannot fully live for God while constantly living for the approval of people at the same time. At some point, we need to decide whose voice matters the most, the people's voice or God's voice. And let me tell you, this message is not about us becoming rude. It's not about becoming selfish or about ignoring people. This message is really about freedom. Freedom from needing that constant validation. Freedom from the pressure of trying to keep every single person happy. Freedom for exhausting yourself, trying to earn worth that Jesus has already given you. Let me tell you, Jesus did not die so we could become slaves to human opinions. Jesus came so we could live in freedom, fear-free. And let me tell you, people pleasing, firstly, is rooted in fear. Proverbs 29:25 says, fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. That verse is really powerful. The fear of man is a snare, it's a trap that catches you slowly. And at first you don't even realize that you've been trapped. People pleasing often starts really, really small. You avoid saying what really needs to be said. You hide how you really feel. You compromise your convictions to avoid tension. You constantly apologize for things that are not even your fault. You become controlled by what other people think about you. Eventually, your whole life just starts revolving around managing people's opinions. Some people cannot obey God. Why? Because they're too worried about upsetting people. Some people stay silent when God is saying speak. Some people stay stuck when God is telling them to move. Some people stay in unhealthy situations because they fear disapproval from other people. The fear of man will always compete with the fear of God. And one of the greatest examples of this in Scripture is King Saul. Saul knew what God had commanded him to do. Yet when he was confronted by Samuel, Saul admitted that he was afraid of the people. We see that in 1 Samuel chapter 15 at verse 24. It says, then Saul said to Samuel, I have sinned. I violated the Lord's command and your instructions. And here's the kicker. And I was afraid of the men, and so I gave unto them. Think about that. A king controlled by people's opinions. Anointed by God, but ruled by fear. People pleasing will always make you compromise. And I think some people in this room watching online are emotionally exhausted because you are carrying that impossible burden of trying to keep everybody happy. Can I lovingly tell you something today, and I'm going to tell myself this as well? You're not called to keep everyone happy. Even Jesus could not keep everybody happy. People criticized Jesus when he healed on the Sabbath. People criticized Jesus for eating with sinners. People walked away from Jesus when his teaching became too difficult for them. And if Jesus was misunderstood, criticized, and rejected at times, we should not expect universal approval either. Let me tell you, living for applause is a miserable way to live. Why? Because that applause is just temporary. Trust me, I've been there. Just temporary. Like, you could preach the best message in your life, people applause, you get there, then you get to the door, and somebody criticizes you at the door. That's how temporary it is. One compliment lifts you up, then the next statement is a criticism that just totally crushes you. And they often happen right within minutes of each other. Let me tell you, your emotional stability becomes dependent upon people's reactions. And that is a terrible master, a terrible place to be. Only God is stable enough to build your whole identity upon. And let me tell you, the second thing is that approval addiction absolutely exhausts your soul. Some people spend their entire lives trying to prove themselves, trying to prove that they're valuable, trying to prove that they matter, trying to prove that somehow they're enough. And that kind of living is exhausting. Some people cannot rest because they're addicted to approval. Every compliment becomes fuel. Every criticism becomes devastation. And you start performing instead of really living. You start pretending instead of being honest. You start carrying pressure that God never ever placed upon you. And we'll go back to Matthew 11, the verses that we use right at the start of this series. And it says there, Jesus says, come to me, verse 28, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Notice in there, though, the language that Jesus is using. Weary, burdened, rest for your souls. People pleasing just creates soul exhaustion. You become emotionally tired from trying to manage everybody's expectations. And some people are carrying pressure from family expectations. Some people are carrying pressure from social media comparison. We'll come back to that in a minute. Some people are carrying pressure from church culture. Some people are carrying pressure from needing everybody to like them. Let me tell you, not everybody's going to like you. Some people walk into rooms and they're constantly reading reactions. Did they smile at me? Did they seem upset? Did I say something wrong? You know, you said anything yet, but you're thinking, have I said something wrong? Oh, I wonder if they still like me. That kind of living just produces anxiety and insecurity. I can speak for experience and all this stuff. It steals your peace. Jesus never called us to live imprisoned by human opinions. Galatians 5:1, Paul writes there, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm on them and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. People pleasing is a form of slavery. You become chained to reactions, chained to validation, chained to acceptance. And some people cannot even obey God because they need permission from everybody else around them before they can even obey God. And you cannot follow Jesus while dragging those chains of approval addiction behind you. There comes a moment when you must decide whose voice will shape my life the most. And Roxy's already alluded to it, but my third point today is that your worth is rooted in Jesus. And one of the reasons that people pleasing become so powerful is because I believe that many people don't know who they truly are in Jesus. And if you don't know who you are, your identity, you start to search for it in people. You'll start to look for worth and compliments. You'll look for security in relationships. You'll look for value and acceptance. But human approval is a terrible foundation. Why? Because people are so inconsistent. One moment they're celebrating you, the next moment they're criticising you. Just look at football fans. Like if Scotland qualify for the next round, that manager would be the best manager ever. They never got through, he's left, and now he's hopeless. Like, so fickle. So fickle that you cannot build your life on people. Your identity cannot survive if it's built on unstable foundations. Colossians 2:10 in the New Living Translation says, "So you are also complete through your union with Christ, who is the head over every ruler and authority." And I love that phrase there, complete through Christ. Not partially complete, not almost complete, but fully complete. Complete. Your worth was settled at the cross. Jesus did not go to Calvary so you could spend your life begging for validation from other people. Ephesians 1:45 says, "For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will." Did you catch everything that's in there that said you're chosen, you're loved, you're adopted, you're accepted? That truth changes everything. When you know who you are in Christ, then you can stop desperately needing everybody else to confirm your value. A secure identity creates freedom for your life. You stop performing for love. Why? Because you already have it from Jesus. Some people grew up constantly trying to earn approval. And maybe that approval only came through achievement. Maybe the affection only came through performance. Maybe if you made a mistake, you were met with rejection. And those wounds often follow people into adulthood. And some people even approach God that way. We're trying to earn his acceptance, trying to prove that we're worthy. But the gospel says that Jesus has already made a way. Romans 8:1 says, "Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." You do not need to perform for acceptance. You already belong to him. And then the next point I want to make today is that freedom comes when God's voice matters the most in your life. Back to the verse we started with from Galatians 1 and verse 10. Am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? Or am I trying to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ. See, Paul understood something really deeply important here in this verse. You cannot serve two masters. Eventually, you'll have to choose between obedience to God, or the approval of people. Why? Because there'll be moments when following Jesus disappoints people. There'll be moments when obedience will actually cost you something. There'll be moments where people misunderstand your decisions. And the question is this: what voice matters the most? What voice matters the most? And Jesus consistently prioritized the Father's voice way above public opinion every time. John 5:30, you see Jesus saying there, "By myself I can do nothing. I judge only as I hear, and my judgment is just, for I seek not to please myself, but him who sent me." Jesus lived from approval, not for approval. And that changes everything in our life. At his baptism, before Jesus had even performed a single miracle, the Father said, "This is my Son whom I love. With him I am well pleased." He hadn't done anything at this point, but he was well pleased. Notice the timing. Before the ministry, before the miracles, before the public success, Jesus was already loved. And that is how God wants us to live also. Not striving for acceptance, but living from acceptance. And some people cannot say no because they fear rejection. But let me tell you, every yes to people can become a no to God if it flows from fear instead of obedience. You see, Jesus sometimes withdrew from crowds. Jesus sometimes disappointed people. Jesus sometimes refused demands. Why? Because he was led by the Father, not controlled by public expectation. And one of the clearest signs of spiritual maturity is learning to obey God, even when the people round about you do not understand. And let me tell you, that takes courage. Some people, in this room need permission today to stop carrying impossible expectations. You're not responsible for everybody's happiness. You're not responsible for fixing everybody's emotions. And you're not responsible for managing everybody's opinions. Only Jesus can carry that weight. But let me just remind you, you're not responsible for fixing everybody's happiness. You're not responding for fixing everybody's emotions. And you're not responsible for managing everybody's opinions. Only Jesus can do that. You see, the problem is that people pleasing starts to distort relationships. People pleasing never ever creates healthy relationships. I think it just creates dishonest relationships. At first, that can sound harsh because people pleasers, are often kind and generous and thoughtful people. And they care deeply about others. They want harmony. They want everybody to be happy. But underneath all of that is this deep fear of rejection, of conflict, of criticism, of disappointing someone. And that fear slowly changes the way that relationships will function. And when you're constantly trying to avoid conflict or rejection, what happens? You stop being honest. You just say what people want to hear. You hide boundaries, you start to suppress truth, and you agree outwardly while struggling inwardly because you know it's not wrong. And over time, that just builds up in frustration and resentment. And you begin carrying emotions that were never, ever expressed. You start feeling unseen because nobody actually knows the real you because you've kept it suppressed and hidden. And people might love the version of you that always says yes, but inside you're feeling exhausted trying to just maintain that moving forward. Healthy relationships always require honesty. Real connections can only happen when the truth is present there. Ephesians 4:15 says, instead of speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become, in every respect, the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. Truth and love belong together. Some people mistakenly think that love just means never upsetting anybody. So therefore I love them because I never ever upset them. Some people think love means avoiding those hard conversations at all costs. Let me tell you, that is not biblical love. Biblical love sometimes speaks hard truths. Biblical love is not cruel or aggressive, but neither is it dishonest. Jesus loved people deeply. Jesus welcomed broken people. Jesus showed compassion to hurting people. Jesus freely offered grace. That is love. But Jesus also, and some people forget this part of it, Jesus also confronted people lovingly. Jesus challenged the wrong thinking. Jesus corrected behavior. Jesus called people higher. That is also love. Grace without truth just becomes compromise. Truth without grace becomes harshness. And make sure you get the order right. Grace first, then truth second. Don't hit them with the truth and offer them grace afterwards. Grace first, then truth. Jesus always did that. Jesus showed them grace, welcomed them in, then hit them with the truth. People pleasing often create shallow peace instead of real peace. Shallow peace says, just keep everybody happy, don't rock the boat, just stay quiet. But real peace is different. Real peace comes through truth, through honesty, through healing, and healthy communication. And some people avoid difficult conversations because they fear rejection. And let me tell you, this kind of stuff is much more prevalent within marriage relationships than you can imagine. We avoid that difficult conversations because we fear rejection coming. We fear that disappointment in someone else. We fear losing their approval somehow. But let me tell you, avoiding the truth always creates deeper problems later. Always. Small frustrations become large resentments. Unspoken issues slowly poison relationships, and silence creates distance. You cannot build healthy relationships while constantly pretending. Eventually, people-pleasing creates emotional confusion because nobody knows where they really truly stand with you. Freedom comes when you realise that disagreement does not equal rejection. Disagreement does not equal rejection. Someone can disagree with you and still love you at the same time. Somebody can be disappointed in you and still respect you at the same time. Someone can say no to you and it does not mean they're abandoning you. Mature relationships are strong enough to handle honesty. And some people are so afraid of disappointing others that they end up losing themselves completely. The personality changes depending on who they are around. Their convictions shift because it just depends on the environment they find themselves in. Their decisions are controlled by the opinions of others. That is exhausting. Living for approval will wear you down spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and you were never ever designed to carry the pressure of keeping everyone happy. Only Jesus can carry that weight. See, in that verse in Galatians 1:10, Paul understood something powerful. You cannot faithfully follow Jesus while be controlled by the opinions of others. Sometimes obedience to God, as I said already, will disappoint others. Sometimes doing the right thing will upset people. Sometimes speaking truth lovingly will create tension. That does not make you selfish. That makes you honest. God did not create you to live fragmented and divided. God did not create you to consistently perform for acceptance. God created you to live secure in Him. See, when your identity is rooted in Jesus, you stop needing constant approval for people. You become free to love others without being controlled by them. You become free to speak truth with grace. You become free to set healthy boundaries without guilt. That is where healthy relationships begin. Not in pretending, not in fear, not in performance, but in truth, love, and security in Jesus. And let me tell you, social media has just amplified approval addiction. We live in a generation that is obsessed with validation, and everything gets measured publicly. Likes, views, comments, followers. Social media in itself is not a bad thing, it's not evil. It can be used powerfully for good, but it can also feed unhealthy approval addiction because people begin measuring worth through online reactions. Comparison becomes constant. Validation becomes addictive. And some people feel discouraged simply because someone else appears happier, more successful, more spiritual, or more influential online. Like I've said it before, I love to see those influencers' houses. They take that perfect picture of the same spot every time. I want them to turn the camera a little bit that way and take another picture and let us see that. Show us the real bit of their house. And let's be honest, some people get discouraged and upset if someone doesn't hit the like button on one of their posts. That is true. People get upset and disappointed because somebody does not hit the like button on one of their posts. It's true. Do you know what it does though? It just robs you of your joy. Robs you of your joy. And you see people like, they're so popular because they've got 1,500 friends on Facebook and they've met about five of them. Like, it's true. Like, we heard about Ronaldo having all those followers a few weeks back from Lynn. Like, what connection do we have to Ronaldo? None. None. But we just compare ourselves to these people. And it just robs us of our joy. Paul reminds us in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 at verse 12, we do not dare to classify or compare ourselves with some who commend themselves. When they measure themselves by themselves and compare themselves with themselves, they are not wise. Comparison is dangerous because you are comparing your real life to somebody else's highlight reel. And some people no longer ask, what does God think? Instead, they're asking, what will people think? And that mindset slowly shapes our identity. Romans 12:2 reminds us, Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, perfect will. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, not by the number of likes you get on your Instagram post. God wants to renew our thinking. And some Christians, it's a sad thing to say, but some Christians are more shaped by culture than they are by Jesus. They're more shaped by public opinion than Scripture. More shaped by trends than by truth. Like, I think when people walk through these doors searching for something, they're not searching for trends, they're searching for truth. They're searching for truth. Freedom begins when God's opinion matters more than the internet's opinion. Like, I get people sending me videos for some random dude online who's spouting forth some stuff about Scripture, totally out of context, totally rubbish. You look up the person, they've never done anything in their life, but they think I'm going to spend half an hour watching it. I'm like, so if you send me those videos, I'm really sorry, but I never watch them. Like, never. I just want to see what the Bible says. I'll listen to that. And what's really important, though, is Jesus carried all that rejection that we feel so that we could walk free. And one of the most beautiful truths in the gospel is this, that Jesus understands rejection. Isaiah 53, verse 3 says, "He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain, like one from whom people hid their faces. He was despised and we held him in low esteem." Jesus knows what rejection feels like. He was mocked, he was abandoned, he was betrayed, he was misunderstood. Crowds that once shouted his name later shouted for his crucifixion. The same people. Friends who promised loyalty disappeared when the pressure came. Peter denied them, Jesus betrayed them. Soldiers mocked him, religious leaders rejected him. And Jesus understands that pain comes from people. And that matters because so many people are carrying wounds that have been caused by rejection. Maybe you've been rejected in a relationship. Maybe you've been rejected by your family. Maybe you were rejected by your friends. And some people still carry words that have been spoken over them a long time ago. And rejection has a way of shaping our identity if we're not careful. People start believing lies like, "I am not enough, I'm unwanted, I haven't got any value. I need everyone to approve of me before I can be successful in life." And that is often where our people-pleasing starts from. People spend their lives chasing acceptance because deep down, they're just terrified of rejection. But the gospel, oh, thank God for the gospel. The gospel gives us incredible freedom. See, at the cross, Jesus carried our shame, he carried our rejection, he carried our humiliation. Why? So that we could walk in freedom. So that we could walk in freedom. Jesus took upon himself everything that tries to destroy our identity so that we could become secure in the love of God. Paul writes in Romans chapter 8, verse 38, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." What an incredible promise that is. Nothing can separate you from his love. Let me tell you, not your past, not your mistakes, not other people's opinions, not rejection, not failure. When you truly know who you, truly know that you're loved by Jesus, you stop needing that constant approval from other people. Human rejection loses its power when divine acceptance becomes your foundation. And that does not mean that rejection never hurts us. It definitely does. Even if you've been walking with Jesus for a long time, you still feel disappointment, you still feel grief, you still feel pain when people walk away, when people misunderstand us or speak against us. Jesus himself wept. Jesus himself felt pain. And freedom is not pretending that rejection does not hurt. Freedom is knowing rejection no longer defines you. See, your identity is not found in who accepts you or who walks away from you. Your identity is found and Jesus. And do you want me to tell you what your identity is? You're loved. You're forgiven. You're accepted. You're secure. All those things are found in Jesus. The cross proves your value. Jesus thought you were worth suffering for. Even you. Everybody. Some people spend their whole lives trying to earn love that Jesus already freely offers us. You don't need to perform for acceptance. You don't need to constantly prove yourself. You don't need to live controlled by fear of rejection. Why? Because of Jesus, you can walk free. Freedom from people pleasing does not happen accidentally. It requires surrender on our part. And you cannot hold tightly to human approval while fully surrendering to God at the same time. At some point, you must lay that burden down. 1 Peter 5 and 7 says, cast all your anxiety on him. Why? Because he cares for you. Notice the invitation, though. Give it to God. And I think some of us have been carrying this burden for years, carrying that fear of rejection, carrying pressure to perform, carrying anxiety about disappointing people, carrying exhaustion from constantly trying to please everybody you come across. But Jesus says, just bring it to me. Some people need to surrender the need to always be understood. Some people need to surrender the need for constant affirmation. Some need to surrender relationships built entirely on unhealthy expectations. Some of us need to surrender the pressure of trying to maintain some sort of image. Freedom begins where surrender begins. I want to tell you, God cannot heal what we're continually hiding. Some people appear strong on the outside, while inwardly they are completely exhausted. Smiling on the outside, breaking on the inside. Let me tell you, God sees beyond that mask. God never asks you to become a prisoner to human approval. God never asks you to lose your peace trying to manage everybody's expectations. God never asks you to sacrifice obedience just to avoid that criticism. Jesus came to set the captives free. Colossians 3:23 reminds us, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters. And that verse should change our perspective and completely. We shouldn't be living for applause. We live for God. We do not obey because everybody's agreeing with us. We obey because Jesus is Lord. Living for people produces pressure. Living for God produces grace. And that does not mean that everybody will understand you. That does not mean you'll never ever face criticism. That does not mean that everybody will celebrate your obedience. But there is a deep peace that comes from knowing that you are walking with God. And one of the most freeing moments in life is realizing that you don't need everybody else to approve of you in order for you to be secure. Jesus had already settled your worth on the cross. And some people spend years chasing validation. Validation that they already possess in Jesus. You're already loved, already chosen, already accepted, already valued. And that truth should free you from striving. Freedom is not becoming care less about people. Freedom is caring more about God's voice above human opinion. Freedom is being kind without being controlled. Freedom is loving people without becoming enslaved to their expectations. Freedom is obeying God even when it costs you approval. And the band can come and the prayer team can come. So this series is called Excess Baggage because many of us are carrying burdens we're never ever designed to carry. And today I've been talking about one of the heaviest burdens of all. The weight of people pleasing. And I think some people in this room, some people watching online are tired. Not physically tired, but soul tired. Trying to prove yourself. Tired from managing other people's expectations. Tired from chasing that approval from people. Tired from fearing rejection. And let me remind you, Jesus never ever asked you to carry that kind of weight. Matthew 11:28 reminds us, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. And let me tell you, that invitation is still open today. Jesus still offers rest for exhausted souls today. And I think some of us need to lay down fear today. Some of us need to lay down insecurity today. Some of us need to lay down the pressure of trying to keep everybody happy. Some of us need to rediscover our identity in Jesus. And I really believe that this altar moment here matters because freedom often begins with surrender. And I really believe that today you can leave lighter than you arrived, not because you're not eating any food for an hour or so, because you're lifting those burdens off and you're leaving them with Jesus. You can leave freer than you walked through the doors. Today you can stop living for applause and start living from acceptance. You already have acceptance. You don't need the applause. Jesus already loves you completely. Jesus already chose you fully. Jesus already carried rejection at the cross so that you could walk in freedom. Let me tell you, the opinions of people are so unstable. One day you'll be the best thing since sliced bread. The next day, you'll be hopeless. People are so fickle. I'm telling you, somebody could tell me something here, and by the time I get to the door, they'll come and tell me something totally different. Same person. So the opinions of people are so unstable. But you know something? The love of God, well, that's unchanging. One compliment cannot add to your worth, and one criticism cannot remove from your worth. Your identity is rooted in Jesus. And today, I think Jesus is inviting some people to come and put the baggage down once and for all. Come to Jesus, lay the burden down, walk free. Walk free. So if you're carrying that heavy burden of people pleasing, and I seen you nodding at the start when I asked those questions, smiling, I was just setting you up. Setting you up because you're admitting straight away that this message is for me. Like, people pleasing. I live in for the approval of others. I need my validation from Instagram for how many people hit that like button. I'm trying really hard to make everybody happy and I don't seem to be getting anywhere. That's because you're no God. Like, just come and bring that burden. Let our prayer team pray for you. Alan, you can pray for me in a minute. I need prayer for this. Like, I'm not immune for this stuff. Happens to all of us. So you can sit there and think, well, that's for the person next to me. They really need to be set free from that. I hope my husband goes. He needs to be free from that. All of us need to come here, if we're being honest. All of us. Because all of us do it. All of us seek the approval of others. And we get scared and we get worried about what people are thinking. We don't trust God enough in the whole thing. And we're just living for the approval of others. And we're knackered. We're exhausted. We're done with it. This is your opportunity. Just come and lay that burden right here. Walk out freer. Walk out lighter. Walk out knowing that you're fully loved, valued, and accepted just as you are by Jesus. You don't need the opinions of other people. You don't need the approval of other people. Just receive the love of God in your life today.
Thank you for listening. We hope you've been challenged and inspired. Please feel free to contact us through our website, foundchurch.co.uk, or you can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.